You are listening to Type Radio. My name is Timothy Donaldson.
Do you collect?
Yes. I used to have a problem with collecting. I used to be a collector in denial.
Which means?
Probably been reading too many modernist manifestos. I used to think it was a sign of weakness that, you know, you didn't, you know, this sort of the Zen attitude of, you know, what if you haven't, you know, what you don't need anything with you. You are you, and you must sever these connections with possessions because your possessions control you. And then I realized that really what defines us largely as humans is that we collect. We collect vocabulary, you know, we collect phrases. You've probably said things today that I thought were nice, and I'm going to steal them and use them myself. We collect friends, made two new friends. We collect all sorts of things all the time. We collect images, we look at things around us all the time. I certainly do. We store those up. They might come back into our work. So I definitely collect, yes.
But that's not, I mean, in terms of traditionally sense of collecting, I mean, I would never say I collect, people never say I collect friends, you know, that's a...
But we do, don't we?
Yeah, but do you say, oh, I need another friend?
Well, you don't, do you...
You know, it's not like a football...
I bet some people do say that.
Yeah?
I've never said it, but I've sometimes said... I've sometimes thought, oh, I wish they were my friend. Someone who I would probably never be friends with, like Douglas Adams.
Yeah. Well,
it's not possible now because
he's dead.
I would say, you know, oh, I wish he was my friend. Yeah, he sounds like a good one.
But it's not like it's not like collecting football cards and saying, I need the last one.
Often people they're not really that interested in the things, are they? They're interested in the collecting.
Yeah.
Whereas I think my collecting does come from things. I am interested in things. Although, in a contradictory sense, I also have this view that process is the important thing, not the product. And really, that's what I'm interested in. I am also interested in things. I bought, there's a shop in Bologna that was selling medical things, and they had an obstetrician stethoscope, which is beautifully turned in cherry wood.
Oh, wow.
And a yellow powder-coated knee hammer, which I went in and bought. I don't need them. I just wanted them, because they're beautiful. Beautiful thing. I'll bring them in and show you.
Yeah, but would you continue that?
I do. I have a shelf in my living room. We have a shelf, me and my wife and my kids, called the object shelf. And it's full of all sorts of things, lots of natural things, but also made things like a Japanese tea whisk, as used in the tea ceremony, which is a beautiful thing. And then there's a rubber band ball as well, which is gorgeous, very organic looking, but it's actually a manufactured thing.
Do your children collect also?
Yeah.
And do you have a discussion about the object you bring in? It's like, no, is that worth?
Yes, yes.
Like a
committee, yeah.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, because obviously you can only fit so many things on.
And do you edit it after a while?
Yeah, it is edited.
Where does the thing go?
Into storage.
So it's also like when somebody brings in an object and like one has to go to put the one up?
I think what happens is the shelf starts to get overcrowded. It runs down one side of the living room. And then it comes time to dust, obviously, so that things come off and don't make it back on and things are rearranged. And we get bored with the arrangement as well, so we change that around.
Do you have favourite objects that just never leave?
Oh, I suppose yes, yeah. But once again, I do have this problem with picking favourites. But I used to have a problem with collecting, so maybe when I mature more in 10 years' time, I won't have a problem with favourites.
Well, maybe the favourites will prove themselves for being on that shelf for
I like favourites in the plural.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
And do you live up to your parents' expectations?
No.
What did they have an expectation of you, or?
Well, maybe I shouldn't say no, because my dad told me the other day that he loves me and he's very proud of me. So, but I always thought I didn't live up to their expectations. But maybe now they've changed their expectations. I don't know.
Because you published a book.
No, I haven't yet.
No.
I might do. That's a tricky one, isn't it?
Do you have expectations for your children?
Well, that's a tricky one, isn't it? Because, you know, really they should be allowed to live their life the way they want. It's their life, after all. So it's not really my life that I gave to them. So, yes, I would like my children to be rich, successful, beautiful. Is there anything else I've missed? Yeah.
Oh, happy?
Happy. Oh, all right then. All right then. Happy.
Why not throw that in?
If you insist. I think that's it, really. Yeah, I want them to be happy.
I wonder, that sounds so sweet.
There should be some music playing.
Yeah, violence. Could you tell a little bit about the project that's here in the Academy? In the
yes,
conference?
I'd love to. The audience-generated narrative, or the polyvocal undead big block. No, that's not right, is it? Polyvocal undigital big blog.
Big blog.
Yeah. Big blog. Undigital. Yeah, that's also a contradiction.
Because of digits. Why is it a contradiction?
Undigital.
It's not a word, is it?
That's not a word.
Well, it should be non-hyphen digital, shouldn't it, really?
Big blog. That's a blog is always...
The whole thing's a contradiction, isn't it, really? Yeah. It's not a blog.
Undigital could also be analog, but that doesn't cover it either, so...
No.
Anyway.
Well, the whole thing is an experiment. I've never done it before. I thought, wouldn't it be nice if... I was sat at the conference, and I was thinking... I was watching them changing over the PowerPoint things... And everyone just sitting there watching people fiddling with power books and thinking, isn't this boring? And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if someone was writing something on the wall nearby and everyone in the audience was sort of scribbling things down and thinking, yeah, go on, write that, say that. And everyone contributing to this narrative and this crossover of thoughts and like a sort of big visual conversation or a big visual thought or a stream of consciousness. I thought, wouldn't this be a nice idea? And so when this conference was announced, I submitted that as an idea. And lo and behold, they went for it. And they said, yes, come and do it. So the idea is that when, you know, that if you've got something on your mind, you might not be a speaker, but you would, why shouldn't you be able to say that? And that would be nice. So you can write that down, you can submit it to me, and I will write it on the wall and we'll create this huge visual thing, which is usually what people like at a conference like this, so that's good. But it's also a narrative that's coming from the audience itself. And I'm just really a tool, which is a bit of a negative, it's a pejorative term in English, tool. I think, but I'm a tool for everybody else. So I'm just kind of like the typewriter or the teleprinter or the... I'm just writing it all up there.
And...
It's an
and how is it going so far? Is there
It's going well. We just had some very good comments in this morning. Yesterday was a bit scary because I'd done the first bit on the mobile wall and then nothing. And it was almost like a tumbleweed blowing through the room and I was just staring at it thinking, what have I done? And then a couple of things started to come in that were really good and then quite a few came in. And so by the end of yesterday, we had some stuff, some of them not too weighty, maybe they won't make it, but this morning had some really good stuff already, and I'm hoping to get about half of it done by the middle of the afternoon, and so we can finish the ground level bit tomorrow morning, which is faster, because most of the time is spent moving the ladder at the moment and climbing up and down it. And filming the whole thing and taking photographs as we go, so hoping we can put together some nice... movies and visual records which people can look at on the website afterwards.
And will you leave it behind here as a reminder of the conference?
I'm happy to do that. I think what will happen is that they won't want it staying on the wall, so we'll take it down and cut it up and people can take bits of it away if they want to. But if the academia want to keep it, they can have it. They paid for the paper and the ink. And it's nice paper too. Fabriano.
And do people comment also on the way you write? I mean, do they say, no, I want my message like this? I mean, if you were the tool, can they?
Yeah, I thought of actually. I was thinking that would be a nice thing to add, that there could be kind of like tags, you know, where people could say, I want this in bold.
Yeah.
Or I want this to look authoritarian, or I want this to look informal, or I want this to look like I'm power crazed.
I want it to look like Helvetica.
Trouble is, to do it like Helvetica would take too long. This has to be just like, it has to be like handwriting. It has to be quick, it has to be informal, it has to be irregular, just like handwriting. It's literally going up as it's coming. And although it's big, it's not a piece of calligraphy. But I did think about that, people saying, I would like it to be like this, I would like it to be like this. And maybe that's, maybe if I get to do it again, we could do that. We could say, well, you know, specify how you would like this to be written.
And what is the challenge for you, for example? Like, what do you...
The challenge for me is to stay on top of the ladder, and not fall off, to not get ink on my shirt. Other than that, I can't really see many challenges because I'm just doing what I enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't have to generate the content. It's actually harder for the audience than me because I'm doing what I love. The only challenge for me is trying to get off the ladder and into the lecture theatre to listen to the talks that I really want to listen to. And if there's been a change in the schedule, it makes it tricky. It's a dream job for me. It's not challenging.
Last question. How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered.
Good enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really enjoyed that.
Copyright Type Radio, all rights reserved.